Republican Representative Ken Ivory says he wants the federal government to play fair.
Our neighboring states that do have control of their lands and their resources, like North Dakota, for example, their terms at statehood, the promises at statehood, word for word identical to ours. And yet they control all of their lands and resources, and we control about 30% of our state.
Ivory says with the federal government hanging on to nearly 70% of Utah lands, which he says should be managed by the state, Utah is missing out, and it's time to take more action.
We have trillions of dollars in resources in our state, and yet we're $2 billion below average in per pupil funding, $4 billion behind our neighboring states with whom we compete. And yet, we have the ability to manage that resource.
Ivory is one of several Republican lawmakers this session who is hoping litigation will force more to be done on the matter. Under his bill, the federal government would have until 2014 to return land back to the state, though there's a legislative review note attached to the bill that says there's a high probability that it would be declared unconstitutional in court. Thursday, at his monthly news conference, Governor Gary Herbert stated his support for the plan, even if it could result in litigation down the road.
I think the federal government needs to answer to the question, why have you not disposed of the property? It's been to our economic detriment, and we ought to get an answer to that. If that means we go to court ultimately, then so be it.
Although litigation is being talked about as a last resort, Democratic Representative Brian King of Salt Lake City says it's not even something the state should be considering.
Money down a rat hole, absolutely. This isn't a few $100,000 here and there. This is millions of dollars. In the last couple of legislative sessions, we have allocated ever-increasing amounts of money to this venture, and it is, in my mind, chasing a mirage. It's money that is not well spent.
King says the state is damaging relationships with the federal government when it should be working on more creative ways to work with them to get the land back. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.